UN accuses China of slavery as human rights chief stalls on Uyghur report. By Francis Martel on August 17, 2022. The United Nations top official on slavery declared in a world report made public on Tuesday that the Chinese Communist Party was actively enslaving members of non-Han ethnic groups in East Turkestan, an occupied region west of China, and has likely engaged in similar activities in Tibet. Special Rapporteur on Contemporary Forms of Slavery Tomoya Obokata wrote in a wide-ranging report condemning everything from Boko Haram terrorists taking child brides to inequality in the United States that, based on the overwhelming evidence, it was reasonable to conclude that the Communist Party was systematically enslaving people through two policies: the establishment of its concentration camps, which China calls vocational training centers, and through a poverty alleviation program in which China buses slaves out of East Turkestan to factories around the country. Obokata's report is the first formal report by the United Nations to address human rights concerns in East Turkestan after a visit by the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights Michelle Bachelet to China in May. Bachelet has yet to issue a report on her findings there despite widespread demand from human rights activists in the communities of indigenous people of East Turkestan. While in China, Bachelet said she admired the Communist Party's achievements in human rights and claimed that Beijing had shut down its massive concentration camp system in East Turkestan. The Communist Party has reportedly pressured Bachelet not to release a report. Obokata's report, dated July 19 but released to the public this week, covers a long list of practices considered contemporary forms of slavery, from forced labor to sex trafficking to domestic servitude. On the situation in China, Obokata wrote, "The special rapporteur regards it as reasonable to conclude that forced labor among Uyghur, Kazakh and other ethnic minorities in sectors such as agriculture and manufacturing has been occurring in the Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region of China." Xinjiang is the Chinese regime's name for East Turkestan. Based on an independent assessment of available information, two distinct state-mandated systems exist, the special rapporteur detailed. A. The vocational skills education and training center system, under which minorities are detained and subjected to work placements. And B. The poverty alleviation through labor transfer system, where surplus rural laborers are transferred into secondary or tertiary sector work. Obokata added that he had compiled evidence of similar arrangements to enslave people in Tibet, where an extensive labor transfer program has shifted mainly farmers, herders and other rural workers into low-skilled and low-paid employment. China's vocational skills education and training centers are, in reality, concentration camps for Uyghurs, Kazakhs, and other non-Han ethnic groups that dominate in East Turkestan. Survivors have detailed a long list of human rights atrocities that the camp victims are subject to, including slavery as well as communist indoctrination, torture, gang rape, forced sterilization, and testing consistent with live organ harvesting. The Uyghur Tribunal, an independent group of human rights legal experts, concluded last year after reviewing evidence and interviewing camp survivors that China was committing genocide against East Turkestan's population beyond a reasonable doubt. The poverty alleviation system sells camp survivors and other East Turkestan residents as slaves to Chinese companies nationwide. The nature of the system has been known since at least 2020, when the Australian Strategic Policy Institute, ASPI, published the landmark report Uyghurs for Sale, showing online advertisements selling Uyghur slaves to factories around the country. The ASPI report listed 83 international companies, including household names such as Nintendo, BMW, Apple, and Nike, as using Chinese suppliers for product parts implicated in the Uyghur slave trade. The British broadcaster Sky News documented the practice as ongoing last year, finding Chinese websites selling batches of 50 to 100 Uyghur slaves to factories. Survivors of communist repression in Tibet have documented the implementation of a similar enslavement and camp system in that occupied region. In 2020, a study by the Jamestown Foundation compiled evidence indicating that China had forced as many as 500,000 Tibetans into camps similar to those in East Turkestan. 50,000 have been transferred into jobs within Tibet, and several thousand have been sent to other parts of China, the report revealed. In his report this week, Obokad accused China of using excessive surveillance, abusive living and working conditions, restriction of movement through internment, threats, physical and/or sexual violence and other inhuman or degrading treatment to subdue its slaves, concluding that some instances may amount to enslavement as a crime against humanity. Elsewhere in the report, Obokad lamented income gaps among different ethnic groups in the United States of America and domestic servitude throughout Latin America, particularly in Brazil and Colombia. He offered America praise for passing the Uyghur Forced Labor Prevention Act, UFLPA, which bans imports from East Turkestan without importers offering proof that slaves did not make the products in question, and also praised Qatar and Saudi Arabia for passing laws allegedly improving migrant worker conditions. Obokad's findings differ from what Michelle Bachelet claimed to have found in East Turkestan. During her visit in May, Bachelet echoed Chinese communist propaganda, praising the poverty alleviation program that Obokad referred to as a form of slavery. Poverty alleviation and the eradication of extreme poverty, 10 years ahead of its target date, are tremendous achievements of China, Bachelet said at the time. The introduction of universal health care and an almost universal unemployment insurance scheme go a long way in ensuring protection of the right to health and broader social and economic rights. Bachelet also claimed that the Chinese government had dismantled the region's concentration camps. Bachelet's silence has prompted protests by Uyghur groups outside of the United Nations, who demand a formal report on her findings. Bachelet's office has made no overt moves regarding writing, much less publishing, such a report, and Bachelet announced shortly after the outcry that she would step down from her post after her term expired despite being eligible for a second term. The Chinese Foreign Ministry dismissed Obokad's report on Wednesday as lies and disinformation. Certain special rapporteur chooses to believe in lies and disinformation about Xinjiang spread by the U.S. and some other Western countries and anti-China forces. Foreign Ministry spokesman Wang Wenbin railed, abuse his authority, blatantly violate the code of conduct of the special procedure, malignly smear and denigrate China and serve as a political tool for anti-China forces. China strongly condemns this. We solemnly urge certain special rapporteur to immediately change course, respect plain facts, observe the mandate of the Human Rights Council and code of conduct of the special procedure, Wang demanded, perform duty in a fair and objective manner, stop using lies to stoke confrontation and create division, stop politicizing and instrumentalizing human rights issues, and stop serving certain countries' political scheme to suppress and contain China by abusing the UN platform. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.